Pope John Paul II arrived this afternoon of October 4th, 1979, at 1:45 Central Daylight Time at the Des Moines Airport. Here was that arrival described by our WHO news reporters on the scene and our aerial traffic reporter, Captain Jack.
What I can see right now, it just broke out of the clouds just a moment ago. We have Shepard 1 in sight, and he's just about ready to go over the road going down towards Indianola right at this time. On the final approach, all airplanes in the area are down. We're up right over downtown Des Moines, one of the few up here. In fact, the only one up here right at the moment. And as I'm looking, it shouldn't be, but about another minute, and he should be on the ground at Municipal Airport at this time.
David Garms, it is touching down right now. It's Shepard 1. Pope John Paul II has landed in Des Moines. He's on the ground now, and he should be coming inside of you very shortly now.
Okay.
Very shortly.
The crowd apparently
there
knows.
It
there it is. There's the Transworld Airlines plane bearing the Pope.
Sister?
Yes, sir.
What is your feeling now?
I can't even describe it. It's just such excitement and a certain awe. I can't say it's only excitement because there is an awe. We're going to see, for me, we're going to see the Holy Father. He's coming to us.
Now Steve Oswald has a report for us. Steve?
Yes, Dave. I'm standing just about 100 yards away from you at this particular time, watching the crowd. They're all standing wide-eyed, of course, standing up to their feet, watching the plane as it taxis toward a complete stop. My feelings right now, of course, are electric excitement along with the crowd as this, the electric moment nears here at the Des Moines Municipal Airport as the Pope arrives. It seems like the culmination of many, many days and weeks of waiting is finally here at the Des Moines Municipal Airport, and people are anxiously awaiting to see the first glimpse of the Pope as he walks off the plane.